Thank you, Noel. I'm sorry for disrupting your whole conference here. It's just the party talks are happening and I have to go back up again. I just want to say, you know, a thank you to the organisers of today's conference for giving me the opportunity to speak. And really, I know it's very important, the issue that you are considering and the question of how, you know, dignity and rights can be respected in our society. And indeed, as we, how we as political leaders ensure that any policies or strategies or whatever that we do, that it actually cascades down and is workable on the ground for people. Because it's very, very important that, you know, that also that whenever, you know, and we have, you know, engaged with a lot of people that I can see faces here I've engaged with over the period that I've been in the office in the First Deputy First Minister, but also, you know, the organisations and the groups, we very much need organisations and stakeholders like yourselves, you know, to come and tell us where we, when we've got it right, or probably more importantly, where we've got it wrong. Our society has progressed in recent years to become more diverse and culturally rich, and we appreciate and value the contribution that everyone brings to our society, regardless of their background or where they come from. However, there are still issues affecting people's everyday lives, and a challenge for the executive is to ensure that international and domestic rights make a difference. I would like to take this opportunity to tell you more about the wide range of work that we have that's underway in the Office of the First and Deputy First Minister. Part of OFMDFM's role is to provide advice, guidance and support departments on the application of human rights and Section 75 responsibilities. We seek to ensure all areas of legislation, policy and administrative practice in departments are compliant with the European Convention on Human Rights. The Together Building a United Community strategy, published in May last year, reflects the Executive's commitment to improving community relations and continuing the journey towards a more united and shared society. The strategy, along with the new racial equality strategy, will provide the framework for government departments and others to tackle racism and all forms of intolerance, no matter where it comes from or no matter who it's directed at. We are deeply troubled by the recent increase in race hate incidents and have been working on a range of actions to help address the problems, including mapping hotspots and supporting local projects through the Minority Ethnic Development Fund. Consultation responses for the racial equality strategy are currently being examined, and the final strategy will target race hate crime directly. It aims to provide effective protection against all manifestations of racism and racist crime. Together Building a United Community also includes a ministerial commitment to publish a sexual orientation strategy to address the issues impacting on the daily lives of lesbian, gay and bisexual people. The first phase consultation is complete, and this will be used to inform the content of the draft sexual orientation strategy. Once agreed, this will then be consulted on. The gender equality strategy sets out a framework for statutory authorities in promoting gender equality. A new strategy is being developed, and there will, of course, be full public consultation on this strategy. 1 in 5 people here have a disability, and that disability impacts not just on the person who is disabled, but on their family, their carers and their wider circle of friends, and also their relatives and co-workers. It is very important that we fully consider the rights of people with disabilities and their carers to ensure the opportunities and that all opportunities are available to them. The Executive's Disability Strategy aims to drive forward actions across government to target inequalities and protect the rights of people with disabilities. It is a statement about how government will deliver on the rights of people with a disability and how it will exercise its powers. We hope to publish the first annual report of that strategy in the near future. Our Delivering Social Change framework helps us to work together in a joined-up way. The framework includes the Active Ageing Strategy, which is currently in draft format and we hope to publish shortly. A key element of the strategy is to tackle the issues preventing people as they get older from being as active as they would like to be. And I'd like to just finish off by saying a big thank you to all the delegates here, because I know some of you personally, and I know, you know, that you have did this work tirelessly, you know, for years. And, you know, the important thing is you work at the coalface on the ground with people that all these, you know, sometimes when you're talking about strategies and you're talking about policies and that, you forget that they actually, you know, impact in the way services are delivered for very real people on the ground. But you people work with people at that level. Challenging and changing attitudes and preconceptions can be a slow and very complex process, and it requires genuine collaboration to ensure we get the right outcomes. And I mentioned very briefly the Delivering Social Change Framework. And that framework is a framework that we're trying to do at an executive level to make sure that there's not a wee bit done here by one department or a wee bit done there, that all the departments and the ministers are working collaboratively and no matter what we are trying to deliver. And when we are doing that, it's also about tackling poverty and tackling disadvantage, and just to ensure that everybody, no matter what, you know, or no matter where they come from, or their economic, their social situation, that they all have equality of opportunity to contribute to society. So that's what the Delivering for Social Change work actually wants to do. Events like today give us the opportunity to focus on what human rights means to the individual and to see how we can continue to work together to ensure people's rights are protected. Together we can cement the progress we are making to build a peaceful, a more tolerant, a society that respects each other for our differences, but also that we can go on, you know, to work together at whatever level of government we're working at, whether it's central government, local government, groups and organisations like yourselves, people from families and communities. We all need to work together to ensure that people's rights are protected and that we have and we ensure equality for all and that equality of opportunity for all our people. I have to say, I'm very sorry, I just have to speak and run, but there are talks going on, as you know, about another very important issue about dealing with the legacy of the past. So we're up now actually taking part in that, so I have to leave, but certainly I know some of the officials here are from OFM, DFM, and will give us a report about the conference. So enjoy the rest of your conference, and thanks very much.
Minister, thank you. Talks have been going on for 6 weeks. We wish him every success.